If you have your Bibles, I'm going to preach out of from Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8. It's not a new passage. I'm sure every preacher has preached from this thought, but let me begin at verse 5 of Hebrews 13. He said, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Remember them which have the authority over you, or rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever." That's my text verse. As I said, every preacher has preached from that many times. You've read it many times. But I'm glad we serve a God who does not ever change. Amen. People change, things change, families change, but God never changes. I've been traveling around now with the same woman for 61 years. Well, actually, I was traveling with her before that because that's the only time I could see her was when we went to church. She was raised by an old-fashioned grandmother that didn't think a girl ought to be out in a car with a boy unless she was with him. And she was with us. And the only place we could go was to church. And we found a church about every night. Amen. Amen. So as Homer White used to say, a man I used to work for, he talked about his wife, and he said, "I keep her for the good she has done." So 61 years, I keep Mary for the good she has done. Or she keeps me for the good I have done. Whichever way it goes. Anyway, we didn't celebrate 61 years, October the 4th. We just observed it. When you get this old, you just observe it. Amen. You don't buy no gifts. You go like you do about every other day, go to a restaurant and eat. And that's about it. Get back in home. If it's not church night, then get back in before dark. Amen. This getting old is altogether different than being young. Amen. But God's been good. He's been good. Since I've been here, as I said, I've had the open heart surgery. I've had opened up again, the plates put in. I've had a knee replacement. I've had gallbladder out. But you know what I do? I thank God for those 70 years that I didn't have a night in the hospital. We take it for granted, don't we? But just rest assured, it'll probably come. It's something you can look forward to with age. Amen. Well, let me get started. Somebody said if you'd preach instead of talking, you'd get more said. Amen. I know that. But I tell you, when you come to a place like Rubyville, I love the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place. Amen. And He's here. And He's always been here. Amen. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. As I said, we live in a changing world. Everything around us has changed. Highways change. Cities have changed. People have changed. Everything has changed. Styles have changed. You can look at somebody the way they dress and you can picture out a period of time when that was popular. Amen. When I was a young boy in school, the popular thing then was for boys to have the ducktail hair. You don't remember that, but they'd comb that hair back, you know, and part it down the middle in the back. I never did have that. All I had was one little curl in the front, one wave right there, and I just preserved it. Amen. But that was the thing. And the breeches, you always had to peg them. Amen. Oh, those Levi's, you know, you had to pull them tight around the ankle. Amen. That was the style. And you ladies had your styles, too. Coming up through the 60s and the 70s, if you're that old, 80, 90. But have you noticed the new style today in the women's dresses? Amen. They've cut part of your material out of your shoulders. Amen. Which is all right. I don't have no objection to that. Amen. As long as they don't cut it off the bottom. Amen. But I'm sorry. Amen. I'm talking about a God that has not changed. God is the same today and forever. Malachi even said it like this in 3:6, "For I am the Lord, I change not." Some things about the Lord today that has never changed. One is His power, amen. I mean, we act like He's a 98-pound weakling. You boys remember when you used to have the funny books and you'd get them and on the back page was Charles Atlas with his muscles, amen, and a little skinny feller like me at that time sitting over here and the man comes along and kicks sand in my face, amen. And so what he was doing was wanting to sell you something, amen, to build up your muscles, amen. But I'm here to declare to you that God is as powerful today as He's ever been, amen. He changes not. The God who created this world out of nothing, amen. Everything that has been made by man was made from something that God had already made, amen. And they just took the different parts and put it together, amen. But when God created the heavens and the earth, He just spoke the words, amen. When God made man, He just picked up a handful of dirt, amen, and made man. When He made woman, He just put Adam to sleep and took out a rib, amen. Hey, that's power, amen. I'm amazed at what doctors can do today, how they can cut you open and stop your heart and work on your heart and then 2 days later wake you up. Amen. That's what happened to me. Amen. I went in for surgery, but you know one thing? I never worried about dying. I didn't want to go in for heart surgery. I said, no. They said, you need to have a stress test. I said, I ain't going to have no stress test. Stress test leads to catheterizations. Catheterization leads to open heart surgery. And you know, that's just the way it worked. Just exactly like I already knew it would. Amen. But I never worried about dying because I knowed I was ready to meet the Lord. I didn't want to die. I wanted to live. Amen. That's why I agreed to the surgery. I wanted to live as long as the Lord wanted me to live. I still do. Amen. Oh, bless God. I'm enjoying myself along this way. I'm enjoying myself carrying the gospel. I didn't like it those weeks and months that I couldn't get out and preach. Amen. Because God called me to preach back there 51 years ago last September. And I tried to be faithful to Him. And when I stepped down as pastor at the mission, I'm glad God didn't put me on the shelf. Amen. Oh, I heard a lot of preachers say they'd give up their pastorship because they were going to evangelize. But they never got an appointment. Amen. And then you know what they did? They went back to being a pastor. Amen. They couldn't get those appointments, but I'm glad God hasn't put me on the shelf. Amen. He's still letting me go. I have 8 appointments this month, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. Amen. I didn't always feel like it there for a while when Brother Cal would call me and say, how about coming down and preach for us? And maybe I might have had an appointment another time that just didn't feel up to it. Amen. I hate to admit that, but it's the truth. Amen. But oh, when he called me the other day, I was so anxious to come to Rubyville. I thought about Rubyville all the time. Amen. The many blessings it's been here as I have experienced with you folks. Amen. He had the same power. But you know, the part of His creation that really amazes me was when He put all those stars out there in the heavens. Billions and trillions of stars. Now that's wonderful. That shows His power. But you know what amazes me? He put a name on every one of them. Amen. Hey, I can't even remember sometimes the names of my 10 great-grandchildren. Or my 10 grandchildren. Or my 5 kids. I used to think that was funny when I was young and there's 8 of us and mom or dad would start after us, you know, and they'd go through every name, amen. And I used to just kind of laugh until they got to my name because I knew what was coming in. But then it's not quite as funny now when you can't remember. That's part of aging. They tell me that you kind of lose your memory. I even told the doctor. I went to the doctor and I go to the doctor twice a week all the time. But anyway, I went to the doctor and I said, doctor, I said, I think I'm getting a little bit of dementia or something. I said, I can't remember anything. I can't remember names. The names just totally leave me. Said, we'll have you checked out. Sent in a lady, brought her in there. She asked me three questions, and I answered them. Doctor come in and said, you're all right. Three little questions, and I'm all right. But I still didn't remember. Amen. Didn't help my memory any. Amen. Helped me to know that I was all right. Amen. But anyway, I'm glad for His power. Amen. I'm glad the power He has to touch and to heal, just like the anointing on the ones today. God has the power, not in the oil, not in our touch, but in our faith in believing, amen. When we reach out and touch the hem of His garment, amen, the healing that He'll bring. I'm glad His power hadn't changed and His love hasn't changed, amen. God is as much loving as He's ever been, amen. Oh, He loves us with an everlasting love. The same love He had for man when He sent Jesus down to this earth. Amen. Born of a virgin. Amen. You say impossible? Not with God. Amen. That God would manifested in the flesh. Amen. And here came Jesus, born of Mary. Amen. It was love that caused Jesus to say, Father, I'll go down there. I know most of them don't love us. Most of them don't serve us. Most of them won't give their heart to us. But I'll go anyway. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm glad He was willing to go. And it was love that sent Him down here to seek out us wandering sheep. Amen. And call us into a place where He could come into our hearts and into our life. Oh, what a wonderful Savior we have. I'm glad His power hadn't changed. His love hadn't changed. And His grace hasn't changed. His grace still reaches down to fallen mankind. Amen. I'm glad God has not changed. I'm glad the Bible hasn't changed. Amen. Oh, there are a lot of versions out there today. Amen. But I like the King James myself. Amen. I'm sold on it. Amen. I believe it. I accept it. Amen. I believe it's inspired, inerrant, and infallible. Amen. I believe it is the final authority today for mankind. Amen. The Bible said, and Peter wrote in 2 Peter 1:20, and said, for this prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is a Spirit-filled book. Amen. This Bible, and it hasn't changed. I know man has changed it. The National Council of Churches, they like the change because they have the copyright on many and they collect the money off of them. Amen. But this old King James was given, amen, to it. Now you got to pay to get it. You know that. But at least it's not going to line the pockets of those who don't believe the Bible, who tried to change the Bible, who take it out of the book, the important part of the Word of God. Amen. So I'm glad this book hasn't changed. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:16 and said, all Scripture. Not part of it, not half of it. I remember a lady one time came to the mission, and she came into the service, and I got to talking with her, and she was she said she was a believer, but I don't believe she was a believer. She didn't believe all the Bible, so I don't believe you could be a believer and not believe all the Bible, amen. You may not understand all the Bible, amen. I'm not smart enough to say I understand all the Bible, but I believe all the Bible, amen. Then she said, well, and I gave her some scripture and talked to her, and she said, oh, she said, the only part of that Bible I believe is the words in red. The words in red, which represents the word that Jesus spake while He was here upon this earth, amen. She wasn't accepting anything else. And I couldn't convince her that this book was God's book. Amen. It was all true. It was all inspired. It was infallible, this blessed holy book. Amen. See, that's why Paul would write and say all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. In other words, this is the only book we really need. Amen. Now, I know the church, we have the song book, the pocket book, and the Bible book. And it takes all three for a church. Amen. It really does. For all. But listen, this is the only one that's wholly inspired, is the blessed holy book. Somebody said this book is a map for our direction, a manual for our discretion, a mirror for discipline. And it really is. This book will show you where you're at. This book will show you where you come up short. This book will show you where you need to be. This book will show you what you ought to be doing. Amen. This is God's book. This is God talking to man. Amen. Then somebody said we ought to read it to be wise, and we ought to believe it to be saved, and we ought to practice it to be holy, and we ought to obey it to be blessed. Amen. I don't think you get blessed unless you follow the book. Amen. And do what the book said. So God hasn't changed, the Bible hasn't changed, and God's plan of salvation hasn't changed either. Oh, bless God. I'm glad it is. Now, man's tried to change it. Man tries to add to, amen, and take away from God's Word, amen, saying you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to be baptized, you got to give money, you got to be this faithful to this or that or what have you. No, what you got to do is believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died on the cross for you and for me, and accept that in our heart and allow Christ to cleanse us of our sins. See, it's by the blood. It's not by water, but by the blood. Now, I believe everybody that gets saved ought to get baptized. I talked to a man one time, and he'd gotten saved. He'd been saved for 2 or 3 months. And I said, don't you think it's time to be baptized? He said, well, I'll pray about it. Pray about getting baptized after you become a believer. Who ever heard of such a thing? That's not a praying matter. That's just something we automatically do. Somebody said it's like a duck going to water. It just happens. Amen. When you get saved, you want the world to know. And that's your witness. That's your testimony. When you're buried in the likeness of His death and raised in the likeness of His resurrection, you're saying to the world, Christ lives in my heart. And I want the world to know it. Amen. I want the world to know it. A lot of people like to hide it. Amen. Had a man one time when some of it, well, you may not remember or know anything about Arrington, but Henrights was there. And this man, Brother Raymond Leitner, who began the mission, worked at Henrights. And several from there came to the mission, attended the mission. But anyway, this man came to church one time, and he said there was another man in the church. And he was actually on the board. He was the clerk of our board. And this man came in, and he said these words. I didn't know he was a Christian. He said, I worked beside him, and he never one time ever witnessed to me. He never one time talked about the church. He never one time said anything about Jesus. And I did not know he was a Christian. That's a sad commentary on somebody's life, isn't it? That you could go and work beside somebody and them not know that Christ lived in your heart? Amen. How can you go a day without telling somebody how much you love Jesus and how good Jesus has been to you? Now, we want to talk about how good He's to this one or that one or someone else. Listen, God's been good to me. Amen. God puts clothes on my back. Amen. He put gas in my car. He kept me going. When I took over the mission, I quit my job, amen, and went to the mission for $200 a month. $200 a month. Hey, that wouldn't even buy my food today. And we had those kids coming along. But one of the ladies said when I quit my job, he's going to starve them poor children to death. They're as big as I am. So you know they didn't starve. Amen. Amen. But anyway, God just blessed, and God blessed, and people like Calvin Evans and Rubyville and others, amen, invite me down to preach. Oh, I've said this before, and I said it at Brother Calvin's funeral. I'd go and preach for Brother Calvin. He was working at the cement plant at that time. I'd go preach for him when he was out to Oak Hill. And I'd go and come down about 2 weeks later. There'd be a little check in the mail. Amen. There'd be a little check, and I'd say, oh, thank God, we'll buy some groceries now. Amen. You haven't had that experience. Amen. That's called praying it in. Amen. But thank God you can tell I ain't missing no meals. Amen. And I haven't missed any. But God is good. But I did. They gave me a big raise. They raised me 50%. Raised me to $300 a month for 9 years. Amen. Amen. But we still existed and still live because God takes care of His own. Amen. Now, I never complained. I always told about the mission. I said, I never came here for money and I'll never leave here because of money. Amen. I come because God called me. God led me. God directed me to be a part of the City Mission Church and the City Welfare Mission. And that's where I've been for 58 years. Amen. Because God planted me there. Amen. Called me to preach from there. Amen. Put a burden in my heart for lost souls. Amen. I love to see people get saved. Nothing encourages you and helps you and lifts you up any more than seeing somebody give their heart to the Lord. So God hasn't changed. The Bible hasn't changed. His plan of salvation hasn't changed because it's still for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Amen. But people have to see themselves lost. I have a hard time getting people to recognize they're lost. Because they look at some weak Christian in the church and they say, I'm as good as they are. I'm as faithful as they are. That's not it. It's being touched by the Holy Ghost of God to come to an altar of prayer and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. I believe in old-fashioned conviction. I believe in old-fashioned salvation. Amen. And it has not changed. Amen. But people have got to see themselves lost. They got to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Then they have to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, somebody said to me one time, oh, that's old-fashioned. I said, yeah, I'm old-fashioned too. I've been old-fashioned all my life. Amen. I got an early start on it. And I'm not going to stop. Amen. I'm not going to change. Amen. I'm going to be just what I've always been down through these years. God hadn't changed. Bible hadn't changed. His plan of salvation hasn't changed. And His salvation hasn't changed either. It's still the same. It still makes you love everybody. Amen. Oh, I see Christians fall out. I've told you this before. We had a couple sisters in our church years ago. Oh, they could be just as sweet, nice as could be, but you could tell exactly when they had fallen out with each other. They still sat in the same pew, but one sat on one end, one sat on the other end. And they were there and they wouldn't speak to each other. And you know what it was all about? They were living together, I think, at that time, and one left the other's parrot out. Canary. Let her canary out. Oh, she got bit plumb out of shape, amen. And they wouldn't sit together, they wouldn't talk together, amen. But then you could tell when they got things fixed up. They begin to move toward each other. And they begin to sit together. And they begin to talk to each other. And everything was all right. But I tell you, Satan will use everything he can. He'll use a bird, amen, to come between you, amen. But you got to say, as the brother said, get behind me, Satan. Amen, amen. Oh, but I'm glad salvation is the same. Isaiah said in the 51st chapter, the 6th verse, he said, the earth shall wax old like a garment. That's what they tell me about most of my clothes. Mary says, you ought to get rid of all them suits. You don't wear them. I said, yeah, but I'm going to lose weight. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? I'm going to lose weight. I treat I can't get rid of them. Amen. I'm going to get back in. And you know what I did one time? I lost enough weight that I could put one of them old suits on when I went to church. Somebody said, oh, you got a new suit, huh? Had them fooled. Amen. It was older than anything I had. Amen. But anyway, listen. God did not say. He said, the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell in therein shall die, but my salvation shall be forever. Amen. His salvation hasn't changed. There's as much joy in being saved today as there ever has. Amen. I'm glad we can have God's joy. It comes with salvation. Amen. It's a joy that bubbles up inside of us and runs out. Amen. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. I'm glad for that. And there's also a peace in His salvation. Oh, the peace of God. As I said when I went under the knife for an open heart surgery, I never worried about dying. When I woke up, I didn't even know what day it was, where it was, or what time it was. And when I woke up there, I found out it was the next day. It was in the evening. The nurse said, look over there, and she was awake. She said, you want something to eat? I said, well, what time is it? And I think she said 3 something. I said, well, what day is it? She said, Tuesday. And I said, well, I had my surgery on Monday. She said, yeah, but it's Tuesday. I said, yeah, I'm ready to eat. You ever seen a preacher wasn't ready to eat? Amen. 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 But anyway, I'm glad for that. And but there's a peace that only God can give. Amen. There's an excitement in being saved. I'm afraid a lot of people have lost that excitement. I'm glad you haven't lost it here at Rubyville. Amen. All they have to do is just strike up an old song and you get excited. Amen. That's the way it used to be all the time, everywhere. People ought to get excited about going to church. Oh, not that it's Sunday and I have to go to church. Oh, thank God it's Sunday and I can go to church. Amen. I love the church. I love to go to church. I'm glad I'm a part of the church. Amen. See, I get excited about when I think about what happened to me on February the 10th of 1956 down at Fox Hollow Baptist Church. Amen. When the Lord came into my heart and into my life. When I couldn't put Him off any longer. When I couldn't resist the drawing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On my heart. I don't know why I keep saying Holy Ghost. I could say Holy Spirit just as easy. Amen. But I like that, don't you? The Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Amen. I'm glad there's some joy, there's some peace, and there's some excitement. And then let me say this, and I'll close with this last point. God's people are still the same today. I'm talking about truly born again, washed in the blood, cleansed and forgiven of all sins. Amen. They're still the same people. They still love God more than they love anything else. They still put God first in their lives. Amen. They still love the Bible. They love the preaching of the Bible. Amen. Oh, my soul thirsteth to hear the preaching of God's Word. They love the church. Amen. They love to be in God's house. You wouldn't be here this morning if you didn't love the church. Amen. Oh, I know some people go for different reasons, but I would start with so I could see Mary. And be with Mary. And sit beside of Mary. And hold Mary's hand. Amen. And sit in the car. That's when they had the full seats, you know. And Grandma could sit over by the window. And Mary could sit in the middle. And I'd set to drive. Yeah, that was my motivation. Amen. But God got a hold of my heart. God touched me. God drawed me. He called me. Then He saved me. Amen. He came into my heart and into my life. And I thank God. God's people are just exactly like that. Whatever the motivation was that got you to church. After Jesus comes into your heart, that all changes. Amen. It's like after you get married, you don't sit as close. You don't hold hands like you did. You don't say those sweet words after you already got that ring on their finger. You know you got them then. Come on, just admit it now. Amen. Amen. Makes you feel good. Amen. Just kidding a little bit, but still it's true. I always told my two girls, I said, the best treatment you ever get from a boy or a man will be what you get before you get married. Because they will tell you everything you want to hear. Amen. Amen. But they have memory lapse, like us old folks do. And we forget, say, man, oh, well. Okay. Listen, what I'm trying to say is God never changes. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. The Bible will never change. If this world stands another 100 years, the Bible will still be God's Word. God's plan of salvation will never change. God has set it in stone. You have to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, become a part of the church. Amen. A part of the living church, the church of the living God. And God's salvation will never change. It is the same. And God's people should always be the same.